text feature sure is a popular one. It's just a new...
new level of communication. Love it. Love knowing what you're thinking about and what you want to know about and what you want to tell us. Look here.
The Mickelson family from Anthem says they're going to spend their first Christmas in Prescott this year. And now after hearing the broadcast, they were even more excited than they were before.
Well, then we accomplished our task because I want people to be excited about Prescott, the most historic city in Arizona. It's just wonderful.
And it's really hard to build. A lot of times you can build something up and get there and be disappointed. I don't know how you could be disappointed here.
I don't either. Hey, you know this True West magazine we love by Bob Bozbell, right? He just put out his collector's edition for 2016. And this magazine rates historic places all over the country. It's not just Arizona. And Little Prescott made four categories. Real quick, best Western town to live in.
I would like to see that criteria because I was just talking with somebody yesterday about how there's not a lot of horse property in Prescott.
That is true. It's a rocky place to ride.
And you on the outskirts, we've got Williamson Valley. You go out to Chino. You go back towards Mayer and Dewey. You can find the horse properties. But the actual town of Prescott and even Prescott Valley, those towns themselves don't have a lot of horse property options.
Well, one of the things that's listed in the Yavapai County, there are 19 national forest kind of areas around. So if you like to hike and bike, you're in the right place. If being out, you can be outside golfing, biking, hiking, just not so much the horses. But they do have the oldest rodeo, so if you like rodeos.
That's here.
That's here. They also have the best, according to the True West magazine, the best Old West reenactment group.
Which, actually, you can just see a lot of them, and they're not always performing. But we had dinner last night at the Palace, which is used to be part of the Jersey Lily. It's right below. It's on the ground level at... on Whiskey Row.
And that's actually in the book, too, in the magazine, as the best Old West saloon. And it's the oldest saloon in Arizona as well.
Everyone in there was dressed up in their turn-of-the-century costumes and had all the
flavor.
Yeah.
Well, this actual group is called Prescott Regulators and their Shady Ladies. So that's that one.
Which I can almost guarantee you're going to see them walking in the parade.
Absolutely, absolutely. So... a small town, big reputation.
And today, the parade starts at 1 o'clock. I always thought it started right when we were done with the broadcast.
No,
but
you
it
got
doesn't. It starts
mm-hmm.
at 1. It just must, by the time we get packed up and we're down, the parade's coming around. So maybe I just had that mixed up in my head. But the parade starts at 1. And it's a good 2 hours. There's that many floats and exhibits, I think.
Well, yeah, being in the parade, I don't have a concept of that, but I just know it from being...
It's a six-hour commitment for anyone in it.
Well, you get up at 8 to get up here by 10, get in line. And the pre-parade is fun, too, just visiting with everybody in line.
And then there's a zoo, the Heritage Park Zoo, and they have wild lights and animal sights, only a $5 admission. There's no admission for the parade or the Christmas tree lighting, but obviously a zoo they've got to cover there. That's a little different.
Well, here's one I thought looked like fun right after the Christmas tree lighting. So like we said, it starts right after dark, so it starts 6, probably over by at least 6:30. It's quick.
It is.
But you can walk over to the Charlotte Hall Museum with your kids and have hot cocoa and Christmas carols and old-time stories with people dressed in character for $5.
6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte Hall is just west of... just west of the square. Mm-hmm. It's on Sheldon's, or not Sheldon.
Just ask a local.
Well, it's so this is Whiskey Row that goes north and south, and then there's Goodwin, there's Cortez, and then there's Gurley. So you would take Gurley Street, which is the north strip, just a half a block to the west, and Charlotte Hall's on the left side. So you only have two intersections to walk through, and you can't miss it.
It's a compound. It's beautiful. It's groomed and beautiful historic buildings. And Charlotte Hall had just a wonderful heart for preserving the history of the area. So that's how that got started.
Which is one of those things that I've never made it to, and I would like to get by the Charlotte Hall Museum at one point.
Well, now the kids are little. It was, you know, waiting for a little bit till they get old enough to appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. So there's anything else going on today?
Well, I think that pretty much wraps up today. There's a Legends of Guitar concert with Anthony Mazzella at the Prescott Court Theater, Arts Theater, at 7 o'clock, with a and that's a $15. But the rest of the year, there's a lot of other things going on.
There are. So if you didn't get to get up today and you still wanted like to come up and take advantage of the Spring Hill Suites and the carriage rides, or even if you stay out at Residence Inn, they have Santa out there in the afternoons if you're staying out there with your kids. But you come up and stay. There's Santa with the Animals at Heritage Zoo on the 6th. There's Christmas Pops, Home for the Holidays, at the YC Performing Arts Center on the 13th. Plus, we talked about Esteban that day. Is that same day? Here's one Baby Kay would love. Christmas with the Rat Pack is on the 19th. And that's at the Elks Theater. That would be worth bringing her up for.
She would love that.
Wouldn't she love that? Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, the annual New Year's Eve boot drop. You know, you can't beat that.
We don't drop balls. We drop boots.
Great big lighted boot. If you want a fun place to celebrate
New Year's. I've been here for that, but I've never made it up to midnight. I'm just not that
night. You are your father's son, that's for sure.
8:30, I'm looking for my pillow. So that's just a few things we have going on today on the text, 411-923. We've got some people that are paying attention. We've got some people that want to know when the best time to trim Ironwood and Palo Verde trees are. They must have seen our newsletter and know that John Eisenhower of Integrity Trees will be here in the Outdoor Living Hour, which is next hour, 8 to 9 o'clock, talking trees. 9 to 10 is our open line hour, so we take as many calls, questions, emails, and now texts as we can.
Well, and we have a special guest.
We'll be talking with Prescott's new mayor, who has quite an impressive resume through not only the military, but personal life outside of the military. And I don't know if he's a Prescott native, but he graduated high school in Prescott.
Oh, he grew up here. His father actually was a cattle puncher here, so I believe he's
native. Probably a native.
He'll tell us his story. Quite a resume. Just an honor to meet him. I can't wait. Mayor Oberg.
And in that hour, I won't tell you when in that hour, but in that hour is when we're drawing our weekly Rosie Santa gift bag. And then 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking home electronics. If you've got flat screens or anything that you plug in, lights up, glows, punches, buttons, we'll cover that 10 o'clock hour.